I want us to do something a little different this morning in our prayer time. I'm going to ask Pastor Matt, would you come with me and join me here in the front today? If you're here this morning and you have somebody in your family who is maybe going through cancer or facing something, just a disease or something that's really, just they need God to heal them in the worst way. If you have somebody in your family that you need God to heal, I feel in my mind this morning, in my heart, this is what God wants us to do. We're going to pray. Pastor Matt's father just received news this weekend that they found a mass growing on his intestines. They're going to actually go in tomorrow and do a surgery to remove that, and they don't know yet. It could be cancerous. Don't know what's there until they get in and remove that mass. But it's a very good-sized mass there, and they're going to immediately go in to pull that out. And so we're going to pray for him. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray for him. We're going to record this right now, this prayer. And we're going to call out his name, and by 5 o'clock today, that'll be on the internet so that his dad can go and download that and hear that our church is praying for him. And I want to just also, if you have family members or someone who's really close to you who's not here this morning, and they just need a miracle from God, if that's you, I want you to come and join us in the front also. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for them this morning also. If you have somebody who's not here and you say, I want to stand in their place. I just want to stand in their place today. If that's you, come to the front right now. We're going to pray for you also. Just line up if you could, just shoulder to shoulder, if you would. I'm going to invite my prayer team to come and stand behind me, stand behind these also. We're going to pray today. I believe God wants to heal. How many of the guys still heals? We believe that one of the things that is solid about Destiny Church is we believe that God still heals us. His word is very evident that he wants to heal, and he is healing us. And so we're going to come along, and this is what I want to do. I want you to stand, if you would stand behind them, if you would, please. I'm going to come to you with the microphone, and I want you just to call out their name. You can call out their first name. You don't have to call out the last name if you don't want to. Just call out the first name. And if you want to say what that is in the mic, we'll do that so they know we're praying for them. And we're going to agree. As we go through each one, as they call out their name, I want you to stretch your hands this way, and I want you to lift up your voices loud, okay? I want them to hear on the microphones that Destiny Church is interceding on their behalf, okay? How many know that's a God thing, okay? We're going to do that today. So I want you to join me. We're going to do this one at a time this morning. I'm going to pray for Pastor Matt first so he can get back up on the guitar and help out, and then I'm going to go down the line, and we're going to pray for everybody here this morning, okay? Amen. Pastor Matt, who are you praying for this morning?
It's Vernell Engel.
Stretch your hands this way. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now. We pray for Vernell, God, as he is there this morning, Lord, in California in the hospital, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we speak healing to his body. Lord, we pray, Lord, for this mass that's in there, God. God, we come against anything that may be cancerous, anything that may have a negative effect on his body. God, may this mass be removed clean. And God, may every disease that goes along with it, may it cease and die and be removed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak it forth, God. May he receive healing, God, in health and strength through his body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who are we praying for today?
Brandy Brust. She has cervix cancer.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Brandy, God. God, we have heard the doctor's report. And, Father, right now, Lord, we speak, Lord. Lord, the cancer must cease in this body according to the name and the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, by the power of your name, Jesus, and by the power of your stripes for our healing, Lord, may Brandy know as her family stands in her place today, God, that you are touching her and that you are healing her in the name of Jesus. God, may she feel the strength, God, and prayers of friends and family today. God, knowing that, God, we are standing in the gap on her behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to her body in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Wayne Hansen.
Father, we pray for Wayne right now, Father, who was struck by lightning, God, and just having lots of side effects from this. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may Wayne know today, God, that we are standing in the gap on his behalf today, God. Lord, we lift him up today, God, and by authority of your name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, by authority of your stripes, we speak healing to his body, God. We speak health to return to his body. We speak strength to return to his body. Father, may his whole system, Father, and health line up according to the way that you made him, God. And that is in health in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak it for today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
A friend of mine at work, his name is Wayne Medley. He has terminal cancer.
Let's pray for Wayne. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Wayne. God, as Wayne listens to this, God, over the internet this morning, God, may he know that, God, we care about him, Father, and we are standing in the gap for him this morning, God. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in Jesus' name. Lord, according to your stripes for our healing, Lord, according to the authority of your name, Jesus, we speak healing and health to his body, Father. May this cancer begin to cease, God, and disappear. May his strength return. God, may his hope be strong today. God, we come against spirits of fear. And God, we speak, Lord, a strong mind, Lord. Lord, a hope in you, a peace in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Wayne today. We're praying for today.
We're praying for Eileen Haley. She has congestive heart failure and vascular disease.
Father, right now, we pray for Eileen, Lord. Lord, we speak right now, Lord, to her heart, Lord, which needs strengthened. But God, you are the best heart surgeon that I know. God, you created her heart. And Father, it's in the power, Lord, of your name, Jesus, that we speak healing. It's in the power, Lord, of the stripes, which are for our healing. We speak that healing, Lord, would go through her body, God. May our heart begin to regulate, God. May our heart begin to beat according to its design. God, may she receive health. May she receive strength, God. May oxygen flow. May blood flow, God, at the regular rate, God, back to a normal rate. And Father, may she receive strength in the name of Jesus. May she know that, God, here in Joplin, Lord, that there's a church that is praying for her and standing in the gap today. And we pray on her behalf today, God. We speak health to return in the name of Jesus right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I pray for Gabriel Buckridge this morning. Doctors aren't sure what's going on. Just something with his colon and gastrointestinal related. And he's seeing doctor after doctor right now, and we're afraid they might have to do surgery. So.
Father, right now, we pray for Gabe, Lord. Your word says, suffer not these little children, but God, bring them unto you, Lord. We bring Gabe to you this morning, God. Lord, we speak, Lord, Father, whatever these problems are that are going on in the insides, God, that God, we speak health in the name of Jesus. We speak health in Jesus' name. We speak wholeness in Jesus' name. Father, right now, by the authority of your name, by the authority of the stripes on your back, Father, we speak healing in Jesus' name. Health to return to Gabe's body. Health to return, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
My sister Carol's got cancer. We don't know how long she's going to live. And her husband's not doing too good also. His name is Jim.
Okay. Let's pray for Carol and Jim. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Carol right now. Father, this cancer that is eating away her body, Father, we stand in the gap, Lord, for her behalf this morning, God. And we speak, Lord, by the authority of Jesus' name, by the authority of your stripes for our healing, Lord, we speak healing to Carol's body, God. We pray for her husband, Jim, God. May you encourage him also, God. May health come to his body, Father. Lord, may they rest in you today, knowing that, God, we are standing in the gap on their behalf today, God. We speak healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord.
Eileen's back trouble that's been going on for years. I just pray that the Lord take that away. And also pray for my son-in-law, Shane Roth. He's been sick for a long time, and I just want the Lord to completely heal him so he can take care of his family.
Yes, Father. We agree with Daryl today, God, as he stands in the gap for his wife. First of all, God, we speak to her back. Father, may this back, Lord. Lord, even as she teaches class this morning, God, may she feel, Lord, the prayers of her friends and family today, God. Lord, we speak strength to that back, God. May those joints and vertebrae, God, may that back begin to line up. God, may those muscles come into alignment. And, Father, may this back line up according to the design, Father, that you have destined for her, Lord, which is health. Lord, may she walk in health today, God, according to authority, Lord, in the name of Jesus, according to the authority of your stripes or for our healing. We speak to Eileen's back today and speak, may it be made whole in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. We pray for Shane, Lord, as he lies there this morning in Arkansas. God, may he know that, God, a Destiny Church is standing in the gap for him this morning. And God, we speak health to return to his body. Shane, you know that God is there this morning touching you as you listen to this, Shane. May you know that the Holy Spirit is touching you right now, Lord, by the authority of the stripes upon your back and by the authority of the name Jesus. We speak to Shane's life. Health, Lord, return in the name of Jesus. Strength, return in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast aside every spirit of fear. And God, may he rise up, Lord, in health today. May he rise up, God, as he listens to this today. May he begin to rise up in strength and health, Lord. May there be a renew of his mind, a renew of his heart, renewing of his health, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Eddie Whitekiller, he's one of the dads of Jesse's friend at school. He collapsed at the ball game. Now he's got bleeding in the brain and his liver isn't working right. And having seizures. And then my other daughter's aunt, Suzanne Glisson, has breast cancer.
Father, right now, Lord, we pray for Eddie and his family, God. Right now, Lord, may he know that, God, this community is a church, Lord, who is praying for him. That, God, we are praying and standing on the behalf of Eddie today, God. Lord, I don't know what is going on there, but, God, you know what's happening, God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we command by the authority of your name and by the authority of the stripes for healing, we speak, Lord, may his health begin to line up, God. May his mind and his body return to health, God. Father, whatever is going on the inside becomes, Father, subjection to your Holy Spirit today. Subjection to your healing, God. And Lord, we put it, Lord, under your name, which is above every other name, the name Jesus. And Lord, we speak healing to him, God. We encourage his family, God. If his family's listening to this morning, God, we speak, Lord, strength to them, Lord, to his wife, to his children, to those who are listening. God, may they know that, God, we are praying for them, God. We pray strength to their bodies, God. Encouragement to them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the Lord, for this other friend, God, who is going through breast cancer. God, may she know that, Lord, that you, God, are the God who heals us. And God, you can do what doctors say are impossible. God, all things are possible through you. God, if we only ask and believe. And today we align our faith up, Lord. And by the authority of the name Jesus, Lord, by the authority of your stripes, we speak healing in Jesus' name. May cancer cease in her body. And God, may health return in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church, begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
We need to pray for my husband, Rick. The stress that's going on with me is causing his heart to have problems. He had a heart attack in 2000. And he's having some problems this morning.
Father, right now we pray for Della, Lord, as she stands in a place, Lord, even though she's sick herself this morning. God, she's standing in the place of Rick, Lord, her husband, Lord. And so I pray for Rick today first, Lord. Rick, as you are listening to this, God, I just pray that, Lord, you touch Rick right now, Lord. May he know that his church, Lord, is behind him, God. And we're praying for him this morning for strength to be in his body, God. His nerves, Lord, would begin to calm, Lord. And Father, the spirit of fear has no room. And God, right now, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but God, you have given us a spirit of sound mind and peace. And Father, I speak it over Rick right now. Lord, may his heart, Lord, not be troubled. May his heart come into health, Father. His nerves come under the health according to the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for Della this morning. Lord, we pray for her, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. These lungs, Lord, and these things that are going on the inside right here, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We are going to, God, believe for complete healing. Healing in Jesus' name, by the authority of your stripes, by the authority of your name, Jesus, we speak healing to Della. God, we agree right now at Destiny Church for her, God. And God, we stand in the gap for her and believe. And Father, we join our faith with hers, God, and believe with you, God, this is possible. Father, we thank you today, Lord. We speak it for her. We speak it for her. Yes, David.
I'd like to pray for my father-in-law Gordon McMean for multiple conditions, and for Carol McMean for her lungs.
Yes. Yes. Well, right now we pray for Gordon and Carol, Father. Lord, if they're able to listen to this morning, God, I pray that, God, as they hear this, may they know that, God, their family is standing in the gap on their behalf, in their place. And God, there's another family here at Destiny Church that is agreeing with them in prayer. And Father, right now we speak healing in Jesus' name. Lord, it's in your name that we have healing. It's in the authority of your stripes, which are for our healing, God. So right now our faith is aligned with Dave and his family, God. And we speak, Lord, to his father-in-law, Lord, and to, Lord, to his mother-in-law. God, right now we speak healing, Lord, to the body in Jesus' name. God, may they be strengthened. God, may these lungs, Lord, may Carol's lungs, Father, be strengthened today, God. Lord, may she begin to breathe clear this morning, God. May she begin to receive nourishment, God, as she breathes in fresh oxygen, which only your Holy Spirit can bring, God. May she feel the breath of the Holy Spirit breathing in her today, God. And God, we speak healing, God. I pray for Dave today also, Lord, as he stands in the gap for his family, God. We just pray continue healing in his body, Father, in Jesus' name. God, you've done a lot already, but God, this is not complete. So, Father, right now, we pray for Dave, complete healing, Father, in Jesus' name. Everything that's going on the insides, Father, God, you know what's going on here. And, Father, as he serves this body so faithful every week, God, I pray to God right now, Lord, that you would continue, God, to heal his body. May he receive strength, Lord, in healing, in health, according to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to the power, Lord, of your stripes, we speak healing to his body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Hi, Mom, Lisa Broadwater. Her gallbladder is not functioning, and so she's having surgery on Thursday.
Okay. Let's pray for Father right now. We pray for Lisa, Lord. Lord, she's able to listen to this today, God. May she know that, God, as her daughter stands in her place today, that God, we pray for her, Lord. We pray for this gallbladder. God, may we just put it under the blood and under the covering of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And God, we put our faith with her today, God. And we speak that, God, her gallbladder, God, everything that goes on with the surgery, may it be an easy thing, God. May she recover very, very easy and quickly, God. May this not be a painful thing. But God, may you give her complete healing through this process. God, may she feel the strength and prayers of friends, Lord, and family here today. God, as we pray for her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Debbie.
Loopy. I want Loopy to have renewed health. She survived the surgery fine. She's coming back to work in a week. She needs renewed strength. And Marissa's ulcers.
Father, right now, Debbie and I, we agree, Lord, for Loopy's complete health, God, as you continue to give her strength back, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, as she returns to work next week, God, may you give her strength. God, as she continues, Lord, to do what you called her to do, God, may she be renewed in her mind, renewed in her body, renewed in her strength. And Father, may she be able to function, God, without pain and soreness. And God, may you give her strength beyond what she can understand, Lord. I pray today, God, as she is in your presence, God, may she feel complete healing, God, complete restoration, God, in her body, Lord. Father, we pray for Marissa today, God. Continue to heal her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we give them to you today by the authority, God, of the name Jesus Christ, which is above every other name. Lord, we speak healing to her body, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, and by the power of your stripes, we claim that promise, Lord, over her today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
This week, they said that he has an enlarged prostate, and they took 10 biopsies.
What's his name?
Oral Hills.
Oral.
Father, right now, we pray for Oral, Father, right now. God, I pray, God, as he's able to log on this morning, God, and wherever he's at, God, and hear us praying for him, God, may he know that, God, as his daughter stands in the gap this morning, that, God, there's a group of people in Joppa, Missouri, that are agreeing for him today. And, Lord, we speak right now, Lord, to what's going on inside of his body. God, may this disease, Lord, may this sickness, God, cease. And, Father, we speak health to return to his body in the name of Jesus. May his levels return to normal in Jesus' name. Lord, by the authority of your stripes, Lord, we speak healing. By the authority of your name, we speak healing today, Jesus. Lord, we agree with her today, God, and we stand in the gap for her. Lord, we speak healing to his body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I have a sister that has dementia, but I have a sister in Florida that has. They've discovered she's had a silent heart attack, and they've been running tests to see what they can do. And so she'll get some results this next Wednesday.
What are their names?
Ruth and Pearl.
Ruth and Pearl. Okay. Let's pray. Father, right now, pray for Ruth and Pearl, Father, as her sisters, Lord. As she stands in the gap on behalf of her sisters today, Lord. We speak healing in Jesus' name. Father, in Florida, wherever they're at today, God, may they hear, Lord, that there's a church that's praying for them and believes in healing. So, Father, we line up with your word today, which says that your stripes are for our healing. And, God, we speak that into our life in Jesus' name. By the authority of the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak healing, God. Our faith, Lord, is lifted up today, God, and we believe that, God, these things are possible through you. We speak healing, God. May they feel your Holy Spirit today, God, touching their bodies, strengthening their bodies, renewing their minds, renewing their spirits, God. They will not walk discouraged, but God, they will walk full of power of the Holy Spirit today, God. May they walk, Lord, in comfort and peace, not discouraged, but God, full of peace, knowing that, God, you're working on their behalf today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. What's your daddy's name?
Jason.
Jason. Let's pray for Jason right now. Jason, I want you to know I'm agreeing in prayer. If you're listening to this on the internet this today where you're at, I'm standing with your little girls this morning. We're praying for you, Jason. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Jason. Lord, may he be encouraged, God, in knowing that, God, he is loved by you. God, he is loved by you more than anything else in this world, God, that you created him. God, that you have a purpose for him, God. And God, you love him. Lord, you love him so much, God, you sent your son to die for him. And Lord, today I pray, Lord, I come against the spirit, Lord, of depression. God, and I speak right now, God, encouragement to his life. I speak encouragement to his life, God. May he know that, God, that he has family. And Lord, and his little girls care enough this morning. We agree with him, God, that you love him so much, God. I just pray to God, as he's listening to this over the internet, God, may he feel just the arms of you wrapping around him, Lord. Your spirit wrapping around him, God, and holding him close today. Knowing that, God, you are encouraging him, God. I speak life, Lord, to his life. I speak joy to return, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, may he know that beyond anything else, God, you love him. And Lord, you're calling him to draw close to you. And God, we pray for him today, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's join in praise now. Let's just thank God. We've asked him now. Now we believe also in thanking the Lord. So I want you to join me in prayer as we thank the Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that the answer is already on the way. We thank you, God, now that we have petitioned you, God, and asked you, Lord, for healing, God, for our family and for our loved ones, for our friends. So we stood in the gap, Lord, and we asked you. God, by faith, we've asked you. Now we move into, Lord, into thanksgiving. Thanking you, God, by faith, that, God, you are healing our bodies. You're healing our family. God, you're bringing healing, God, where it didn't seem possible. You're bringing hope where it didn't seem possible. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now, Lord, that you're healing those bodies. That God, you're bringing strength, God, that cancer is leaving in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, the strength is returning, God. The lungs are clearing up, Lord. Lord, the masses are deceasing and falling up, Lord. The tumors are shrinking. And Father, by the authority of your name, Lord, that the sores, Lord, are being made whole. That God, the muscles are being strengthened. Lord, the minds are being renewed. Lord, the spirits, Lord, are being encouraged. The hearts are beating, God, back to normal, being strengthened, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're answering our needs. And Lord, it's only by you, Lord. It's only by you, Lord, that we receive healing. And God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
Is living for.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, your all this heart is living for.
I come to this morning, I want you to be encouraged at knowing today that God is working on our behalf. And I want you to know this, I want you to go today, and I want you to call them after church today and let them know, first of all, that you stood in their gap, okay? I want you to call those family members and let them know that, hey, our church prayed for you. And by about between 5 and 6 o'clock, it should be on the internet. That prayer will be on the internet. They can go there. They can click that. We're going to list that as prayer, as a prayer for sick. We'll list it as prayer for sick. It'll be under today's date on our website, mydestinychurch.com. mydestinychurch.com. They can go to our website and they can click that up and they can pull it up and they can hear their name called out and they can hear us praying for them. So no matter where they're at across the United States today or across the world, whether they're here locally or they're across in California, wherever they're at today, they can know that you stood in the gap and they can hear the prayer and come into agreement with that this morning. And so I just felt the Spirit leading us to do that today. Is that all right? Is it okay? It is okay because the Holy Spirit is leading us to do that today. And sometimes we do things a little different, but I felt the leading of the Holy Spirit to do that today. I know that God's working on our behalf. Now, one more time, let's thank Him. Father, we thank You. Let's lift our hands to Him. Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, God, You are so faithful to us, Lord. We thank You, God, that You heal our bodies, Lord. Many of us here today, God, have experienced divine healing from You. Many of us here, God, have experienced a miracle that only You could do. And God, today we thank You, God, that God, You love us. We thank You, God, that You died for us and You heal our bodies. You are our healer. You are our Redeemer. And we thank You today. We bless Your name. Yes. Amen. People of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.